My name's Alex Webb. I'm here on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It is the 10th of August 2009. Could you please state your full name, date of birth, and where you're from?
Yeah, sure. My name's Sarah Louise Munro. My birthday is on the 19th of July, 1991, and I'm from Woodford, which is in Essex, just outside London.
So when did you first hear about the project, and what inspired you to take part?
I first heard about it on TV, on this Anthony Gormley was on This Morning, so yeah, through there. And just recently I've been up in London, so I got had a look at it then and decided to apply.
And how did you feel when you first heard you got applied?
Yeah, I was really excited. I phoned my friend and yeah, I was really excited about it. My parents were quite excited as well. So.
And your other friends as well, were they kind of surprised with you?
Yeah, my best friend's dad had applied twice and been rejected, and he's more arty than I am, so I think was quite jealous, but yeah.
And so what are you planning to do?
I'm planning to mind map on the plinth, just kind of absorb the atmosphere around me instead of trying to entertain people, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what were your reasons for choosing to do that?
Well, I just finished my A-levels, so I did a lot of kind of mind mapping and spider diagrams through that, so I thought I'd transfer that to my time on the plinth and just absorb the atmosphere, really.
And so how do those exactly work? Could you take us through, how you go
about
creating?
I think I'll probably figure that out.
Yeah.
I'll just probably start with, full plinth in the middle and go out with what I see, mm-hmm. and maybe do it by, minutes and times as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So are you quite a kind of structured
logical person? I'd say I'm probably more logical than artistic, which is why I'm doing that as opposed to doing a painting. Uh-huh. So yeah.
And who would you say you're doing this for?
Yeah, mostly myself, because I don't really have a charity to do it for or a cause. But yeah, I just for the experience really.
And what would you say is kind of important in your life at the moment?
Well, I'm hoping to go to uni in September, so I guess that's quite important. And yeah, just get my exam results soon.
And how are you feeling about that kind of change of going to uni? Because that's always quite
It's scary, but exciting at the same time. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to it. Well, I'm looking forward to getting my results over and done with.
Yeah. When do you find out?
The 20th of August. So yeah.
So what A-levels did you study?
German, PE and history.
And so are you planning to kind of travel?
I'm planning to do German and Italian at uni, so hopefully I'll be travelling quite a lot there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what were your reasons for choosing kind of languages?
We had a family friend who was German, so I got introduced to it through her, and I just enjoy languages really. I think it's quite a cool thing to be able to interact with lots of different people.
Mm-hmm. And about the plinth, any hopes, fears and expectations of going on?
Hopes, I just really want to get the most out of the experience and see how it goes. But as for fears, I guess just drunk hecklers.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing else really.
Have you been following the other planters?
Yeah, a bit. Just it's been interesting to see what other people do. But there's such a variety that it's been quite interesting to watch, really.
Mm-hmm. And after you stand on the plinth, do you think it kind of resonate with you?
I don't know. hopefully it would just give me lots of stories to tell people afterwards. Mm-hmm. And yeah, about the experience.
Have you ever been involved in a kind of...
No, nothing on this scale. Just going to the odd exhibition.
Are you a follower of Anthony Gormley's?
Not particularly. I went to Blind Light a couple of years ago, but that's all I really knew of him. So yeah, no, not really.
And how did you find that? What was?
It was really cool. The bit with the tank of water vapor was really cool, but kind of scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was good.
Could you tell us a little bit about your background, just, where you're from? And
yeah, sure. I've grown up in Woodford, just outside Essex, and been to school at Forest School for 11 years now, so it would be good to change.
Yeah.
when in September, and go to uni hopefully. And yeah, that's it really. I've done my A levels recently, and I play a lot of sport, badminton, and I like listening to music and going to festivals and things.
Yeah. So with the sport, is that something you maybe thought of taking?
No, not really. I've competed in badminton since I was younger, but I'm not really like really really good, so I haven't thought about doing it professionally or anything like that.
And if there was something that you had to say about yourself, about who you are, what would it be?
I guess just that I have lots of different interests in my life, like from the sport to the music, and then just things like this, really, just random things, and the languages as well.
That's great. Well, thanks a lot for the interview.
You're welcome.